buckled up, everyone, as we take a ride through the corridors of corruption, discerning fact from fiction and truth from lies, with your host, George Dunn.
Well, howdy, Patriots, ladies and gentlemen, folks all around the world. Glad to see you here today. Today we've got a show that talks about fact checkers. And I can't wait to get into this because so many times people come and approach me to try to win an argument or silence what I'm saying or calling out to be a truth claim, and they will use a fact checker. And I'm like, who believes them anymore? I mean, they're all over the place, and we know that we're telling the truth. And we're going to explain a little bit why that is. Firstly, though, before we get into that, I think it's important that, you know, as Christians, we need to get into that word. We need to read that Bible. And so perhaps each week I'm going to start trying to do a memory verse, and I'm going to do it too. So today's memory verse, I hope I get this right, is speaking about our Master Jesus. And it's from Hebrews. It's a complicated one. That's why I'm a little nervous to do it. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. All right. Hopefully I go back and see that I got that right when I read through it. And hopefully that encourages you to try to do it too. I just try to break things up when they're long like that. You know, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications. And then, you know, I break the next thing out with vehement cries and tears, okay, to him who was able to save him from death. And it goes on and on. But that's about our master, okay? So memory verse is done. Let's now get into the fact-checking. So here's what I want to say. All y'all who utilize fact-checkers to argue against conservative truth-claiming posts, articles, statements, pronouncements, etc., save it. They're all too often intellectually dishonest with left-leaning bias. Okay, so the new tactic of the fact-checkers is this, and you should open up. If you get fact-checked, open it up and read what they're doing, because if you can identify what technique they're using to try to take your truth and call it misleading or mostly false, you could probably write them back and say, hey, I see what you're doing and it ain't true, or maybe you can explain yourself. But what they're doing is they'll take two things. They'll conflate two things when attempting to debunk an objective, provable truth. One is objective, the stated truth claim, that they can't prove false, but they want to because they don't like the narrative. They don't like the truth. So then they add or highlight a subjective or altogether unrelated issue to the original concept or general idea intending to be conveyed in the statement in order to wholesale deem the entire statement or post mostly false. Okay, I said this in one of my former podcasts. I said something like, I might say, the report might be, George wakes up at 9 o'clock a.m. and puts on a blue pair of shoes. Okay. The big idea there was that blue shoes are strange, I think, to be wearing, for George to be wearing. So what they'll do is they'll say, mostly false. Okay. If they don't like the narrative, I'm just using something simple. And they'll say mostly false, and then they'll say it's true that George put blue shoes on, but what's false is that he woke up at 9 o'clock and 30 seconds a.m., and that's false. So that makes the whole thing mostly false. How do you judge that? I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. So let's see here. So Ben Shapiro and Daily Wire took note of there was a hashtag on Twitter called Alexandria Ocasio-Smollett. You know, remember after Jussie Smollett, the guy who just recently said that he was lynched in an alley or whatever by two MAGA guys, and turns out that it was staged and it was fake. Okay, so that's why she's trending, because she went on and did this video on Instagram that was an hour and a half, and I watched this dingbat for an hour and a half I watched the relevant parts. I scrubbed through the video timeline and tried to, but even just listening to her for about 10 minutes, it was killing me. But she was being charged that she was, exaggerating the danger that she was in during the Capitol riot. Okay. So because everybody was saying that, Snopes got on and said, AOC was targeted with another round of bad faith smears after giving an emotional firsthand account of her experiences during the Capitol riot, which, you know, as you can see, clearly indicates the tone and premise of the fact check, which quickly demonstrates its overt left-wing bias. So the author of the Snopes investigation, Bethany Palma, She puts forth the claim to be investigated like this. AOC exaggerated the danger she was in during the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot, in that she wasn't even in the Capitol building when the rioting occurred. Okay? So she goes on and gives it a rating of mostly false. You can see right here, mostly false. Okay? Oops. And she sums up. Sorry, I lost the article. And she sums it up like this. So she says, mostly false. And she says, here's why. What's true, AOC wasn't in the main Capitol building where the House and Senate chambers are located. That's exactly what it said. Wasn't even in the Capitol building. That was the assertion. That was the claim. Okay. And then it says, what's false? When the attack on the Capitol building began, AOC was in her congressional office, which is located in a network of office buildings immediately surrounding the Capitol, and her office building was one of the two buildings that were evacuated. Okay? That's true, but that's not the Capitol building. It was the Cannon building, and Representative Mace has an office that's like two doors down from AOC, said no one ever breached the Cannon building. And so you literally have a fact check saying what the assertion was, which is true, and calling it mostly false. Okay? You see how they're twisting it there? Here is a picture of where the breach happened. That's the U.S. Capitol building. Okay? Now, there's a network of buildings that are connected by underground tunnels. This is the Cannon building. That's the AOC's building. That's where she was. It's like a quarter mile away and connected by underground tunnels. Okay? Never breached. Okay? But yet, we've got her here doing this.
Of where is she? Where is she? And I just thought to myself, they got inside. And so I hide behind my door like this, like I'm here, and the bathroom door starts going like this, like the bathroom door is behind me, or rather in front of me, and I'm like this, and the door hinges right here, and I just hear, where is she? Where is she? And this was the moment where I thought everything was over.
So she thought everything was over, and it's hard to judge emotion. You know what I mean? She says in the video that she was up to 10, okay, which I think she was describing her fear factor, where she actually even said, as a rabbit trail, that she was literally trying to figure out how to survive and wondered if she should hide in offices that were named after really generic white people. She didn't say it generic, but she said like white people names. In case, you know, they came and were looking for people with exotic names like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't know. I mean, she's a dingbat. But you can't, like, she could have literally been really upset. Although, I think it was Rep Mace was just sitting there drinking a cup of coffee. You know, she says it, and AOC says that. So she's like, I don't know why everybody's not upset. And anyway, well, one, because they weren't being breached. Okay. Okay, so then Daily Wire goes on Twitter, and this is like 4 or 5 days ago. It was on the 3rd. And posts, report, AOC was not inside the Capitol building during breach on January 6th. Okay. And then Snopes says that the Daily Wire's report is right-wing disinformation and part of a circus of cyberbullying. Okay. But literally they said the truth. Okay, they said she was not in the Capitol building, and that was part of the original claim that Snopes investigated and said that she was not in the Capitol building was actually a true statement. So as I was listening to Ben Shapiro recount this, he said, so it's funny, it sounds like it's true when you say it, but it's not true when I say it. Here's Ben a little bit more eloquently explaining that.
So here is the Daily Wire tweet that they called misleading. Why is it misleading, by the way? It's misleading because a conservative site put it out. Here is what the Daily Wire tweeted. You ready for this? This is what they are fact-checking as misleading. Quote, report, AOC was not inside Capitol building during breach on January 6th. That's the entirety of the tweet. Report, AOC was not inside Capitol building during breach on January 6th. Now let me read to you again from what Snopes says is true. Quote, Ocasio-Cortez wasn't in the main Capitol building. Why, it's almost as though it's true when you say it, but misleading when I say it, so you're just fully... That's the impression I'm getting from you, Snopes.
Okay. So, you can see. Snopes is being intellectually dishonest. And I would say, intellectually dishonest, really, they're being stupid liars, okay? So, who will fact check these fact checkers? Thought you might enjoy this.
You were murdered. Okay, you obviously weren't murdered because you're alive and you're basically intact. You weren't murdered, buddy.
basically intact. That's debatable. Okay. So we've got that article. So then the fact checkers go on, and let's close up this article here. Okay, the fact checkers go on. They do this stuff all the time, okay? So a little while ago, Donald Trump said that Meryl Streep was overrated, okay? And I think it was the Associated Press came back and said, Victor Morton came back and said, that's not true. Meryl Streep's won like a whole lot of awards. But as that was his, you know, argument that she wasn't overrated. But literally, don't like a whole lot of awards have to be part of it for you to be considered overrated? Like if you didn't win any awards, you'd never be considered overrated because you're not even. You see, you need awards to be considered overrated. Plus, that's a subjective statement, so you can't really even fact-check a subjective statement. You can only fact-check what's objectively true or false. And when it's objectively true and it's a conservative position and they don't like it, that's when they conflate two things. Like I've been trying to tell you, they'll conflate something that's not objective or that is subjective or that is completely unrelated. Okay, let me give you a few examples. Okay, David Friedman was Donald Trump's pick to be ambassador to Israel. And David Friedman said this. He said, Palestinians had failed to end incitement of violence and terrorism had increased since the Oslo Accords in the 90s. Okay, that's what he said. And the Associated Press came back and said, that's false. Not all Palestinians are the same. Duh. So if you wanted to find out whether terrorism had increased, during the Oslo Accords period, you wouldn't be able to find that out because this was flagged as false. And so you should go look somewhere else. This is a way to, make the search, the SEO go down. So when you search for stuff, you can't find the conservative opinion on websites and things like that. It's a way to silence the opposition. Okay. So we have another one here. We've got, so that was fake checked. Then we've got the Ninth Circuit. Okay. So Sean Hannity was on his show and he said that the Ninth Circuit Court is the most overturned by SCOTUS in the country. And we're talking about between 2010 and 2015. So researcher Lauren Carroll, and she's from PolitiFact. Okay. She came on and said that the Supreme Court, she said that's not true what Sean Hannity said. And she said it's because the Supreme Court has overturned about 70% of the cases that it took between 2010 and 2015. And they only reversed 79% of the cases from the Ninth Circuit Court, which put it in third place, not first place for most overturned. Okay. I don't really know how she comes to that. I think I have an answer and I'll get to that in a minute, but she's using percentages to try to manipulate the conversation or the truth claim. It would seem to me, because if you actually just look at the sheer number, the actual number of reversals from the circuit courts, the Ninth is the highest. Here's the record between 2010 and 2015. The First Circuit Court, 6. Second Circuit Court, 16. And you can see, 3rd, 19. 4th, 12. 5th, okay, and it goes all the way down to the Ninth. What's the biggest number here that you see? The Ninth Circuit Court has 77 overturns, and the second place one was the Sixth Circuit Court at 28. Okay? So it's possible that in the percentage calculation, and you have to know these numbers here in order to make a percentage calculation. But it could be maybe argued that what was in mind was only cases that were heard. But again, intellectual dishonesty or stupid lying. That's how I convert what that is. Intellectual dishonesty is basically just stupid lying. Okay, so that was fake checked. Then you had an abortion fact checked. Fake check. Snopes did this. So Lila Rose was a journalist and was interviewing former Planned Parenthood ex-employees, to find out whether they were getting, getting rewards or rewarding employees for promoting abortion services. Okay, that's what she was interviewing them for, to find out if they were getting rewards for promoting abortion services. Okay. So they couldn't disprove the case. So what they did was Snopes went to try to disprove one of the interviewees named Sue Thayer. And they claimed, so if they can discredit one of the people that were interviewed, then they can say, well, the whole interview was just, not worth it. So false, mostly false. Patently false, whatever. I don't know. Whatever label they deem, because somebody needs to fact check the fake checkers. Okay. So they said that Sue Thayer, one of the interviewees from Lila Rose, was unsuccessful in a lawsuit she brought alleging Medicaid fraud. But that's not true. It's not unsuccessful because the lawsuit is ongoing and has been reinstated by the Eighth Circuit Court. Okay, it's ongoing. It hasn't terminated yet. There's no failure if it hasn't terminated, or success if it hasn't terminated. Okay, we haven't come to conclusion. There's been no ruling. Okay, so that's fake. Okay, and now, so here's my last example. Yeah, okay, so 70,000 coal miners would have been out of work by a last-minute Obama regulation. This is actually called, regulations create jobs. Okay, so what they're basically saying here, this was the Washington Post fact-checking people. There was a lady named Patricia Nana, a 42-year-old naturalized citizen from Cameroon, and she said, "I saw the ceremony where he," that's Trump, "signed the bill giving them their jobs back." You know, that was waving the magic wand that Obama said, you know, how are you going to bring the manufacturing jobs back and things like that? You're going to wave a magic wand? Well, Trump waved the magic wand. Now you've got Beijing Biden in there trying to reverse everything. And like the Keystone Pipeline, people are losing jobs now. All kinds of stuff. So she says 70,000 miners would have been put out of work. But Trump signed a thing. They got their jobs back. They were all happy. Okay. Actually, she underreported it, to be honest. It was technically, the actual prediction was a loss of up to 78,000 coal mining jobs on top of the already 40,000 jobs that had been lost. Okay. And let's see, the National Mining Association produced a report that the rule could lead general coal-related employment to plummet by 281,000 positions, including in related fields. But, okay, the fact check came along. Let's see, where is it? Okay, here it is. So, the Washington Post. So the Washington Post came along and fact-checked them, said, here's their fact check. The regulation actually would have cost relatively few mining jobs and would have created nearly as many new jobs on the regulatory side, according to a government report. Okay. Firstly, the government report. Let's go there first. Not even named. Not even sourced. They just go, hey, let's just blindly believe this some government report that we're saying exists that says that. What we're saying. Okay. And then what they said, if you didn't catch it, they said it would have created nearly as many new jobs on the regulatory side. Okay. So what they're saying is coal miners that are put out of work by this can just jump over, you know, from being big, brawly, strong coal mining type working people to jumping behind a desk with a pocket protector and a pen and regulating their brothers doing coal work. Okay. Regulations create jobs for out of work coal miners, new jobs in regulating the affairs of other coal miners. So they're saying you can take half of the coal miners that are, I'm just using a relative number, and they can be regulators now. Now we're all good. Regulations actually create jobs. That is stupid. So as I said before, is intellectual dishonesty simply stupid lying? What they do isn't intellectual. It's stupid. And dishonesty just means liar. Stupid liars. So next time somebody tries to fact check you, PolitiFact or Snopes or some other stupid article that's just trying to squash and silence conservatives with their tactical dishonest techniques of fact-checking, conflating two topics, maybe an unrelated topic, just so that they can pull the other topic down, you can tell them to save it, and you can give them these examples if you want to. Anyway, glad to be here today. I've been looking forward to doing this because the fact-checkers, they mean nothing to me. You need to do your own research and follow trails to good information and just, you know, look at the facts. The number 77 for the Ninth Circuit Court, highest between 2010 and 2015, Fact. Can't be changed. Okay? And Meryl Streep, I like her movies, but she is overrated. And that's subjective, so you can't really rate that. Okay? It's like whether you like chocolate or peanut butter. Okay, so I appreciate you guys joining me. Keep the faith. Keep looking up. Give them heaven. I'm George Dunn, signing off. Have a great day.